Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ash with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a new live music venue is set to open in the Queen's Wharf precinct in August 2024. The venue, Livewire 2, is planned to be a late-night entertainment and live music venue. It is expected to feature local artists showcasing Brisbane performers on its new stage. In national news, a decade after a mysterious virus nearly wiped out a species of turtle native to New South Wales, a plan to repopulate the species has reached a major milestone. Now, after a decade in a zoo-based breeding program, over 179 turtles have been returned to the Belinga River, with 97 being returned recently. The New South Wales government continues to monitor the river for any signs of the mysterious Belinga River virus and its largest water quality monitoring program in the state. Researchers from the University of Melbourne have discovered that the impact that human-made noise heard by whales in the ocean could be slowing down their migration by 3 to 4 days, resulting in up to 20% increase in travel times. Offshore construction, shipping, exploration, and other activities have recently been discovered to actually interfere with whale songs, which is an important type of communication whales use with each other, especially to broadcast information during migration. After more than a decade, scientists have managed to map out the entire genome for sugarcane, a major breakthrough that could see Australia's sugarcane industry bounce back from the major setbacks. According to CSIRO researcher Karen Aitken, the ability to modify the genes of sugarcane will allow Australia to produce more biomass, which can be used to produce fuel and has the potential to assist Australia reach net zero emissions by 2050. A spokesperson for the Department of Climate Change and the Environment said that the government was committed to supporting the biofuel industry. In international news, an explosion in northern Italy occurred, killing 4 people and rendering several others missing. The explosion was underground at a hydroelectric power plant in Lake Suviana in Bologna. The affected area was located 30 metres below the surface of the lake. It was stated that a fire started on the 8th floor when a turbine exploded below the surface, causing the floor below to flood. Those injured suffered severe burns following the explosion and were quickly flown to the nearest hospital. For your weather today, Brisbane is cool and clear. It is currently 20 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7.8, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.